Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a young Mayo man who was paralysed in a road crash is able to stand and walk again after he received a spinal cord stimulator implant, which restored movement and sensation in his legs. Doctors at Dublin St Vincent University believe the procedure is the first of its kind worldwide. And our reporter, Barry Lenihan, has the story. Barry, can you tell us firstly what happened originally?
Yeah, Yusuf Ghaffar says he was on top of the world in autumn 2022. 18 years of age at the time, the Clare Morris man had just started college at Atlantic Technological University, Letterkenny, fulfilling his long-standing dream of studying law. Then, one evening, disaster struck. Yusuf was backseat passenger in a car involved in a crash outside Letterkenny.
Then I just woke up and I wasn't able to move my legs. At first it was always just, you know, shock. But as time went on while we were waiting for the ambulance and paramedics to come, I just couldn't move my legs. And at the same time, I was in and out of consciousness. Next thing I knew, I just ended up in the hospital. The doctor came to me and he said that they're prepping me to rush me to the Mater Hospital in Dublin for emergency surgery. And then that's when I asked him, will I walk again? And instead of giving any response, he just sort of looked at me and then he looked down in an upsetting, disappointing look, like when you don't know what to say to the other person. And that's when I got my answer. Then my mum came to me and I told her that the doctor said I wouldn't walk again. But then I said to her that watch, one day I will walk again. That is the type of person I am. I don't like to give up. If I want something, if there's something on my mind, I will do, you know, whatever I need to till I achieve whatever the goal is.
You were brought to hospital in Dublin then. How long were you there?
I was in the Mater Hospital for, I think it was exactly 3 weeks, learning more about the injuries. I wanted to know more about my injury, but no one was telling me. So I was up all night searching, you know, researching about this accident. A lot was going through my mind. Like, I was upset. I was angry. There's just like so many emotions running through that there's just no way just to express just even one. First month or two, it was more upsetting. I definitely, you know, cried a lot within those first 2 to 3 months.
After leaving hospital, Yusuf required intensive care for daily tasks. He also endured dangerous and painful spasms.
The smallest crack in the road or the footpath or any stone that would hit the wheel of my wheelchair, anything that would cause a small shock to the wheelchair, I guess you could say, would cause my right leg to start spasming. It would start jumping up and down. In order to stop that, you had to lean forward and put pressure down on your knee through your heel, and it'd take roughly 5 to 10 seconds to stop it. Once it stops, it could have literally been 5 seconds since you last stopped it, and it would start spasming again because you hit another rock. Among that, it caused a lot of pain, discomfort, and it's just like you can't live your life to your full potential when one small crack in the road can just ruin your whole day by causing the spasm, you know?
You stayed in your house then for a while, didn't you, as a result?
I just stopped going out. I had enough. I didn't want to deal with it. I didn't know how to deal with it. I stayed home for almost 4 months. I couldn't, for the life of me, go out without, you know, not having those spasms.
It must have been such a shock, Barry, for Yusuf, paralysed from the waist down in that accident. But then everything changed for him in recent months.
Yes, in September last year, Sarah, the now 20-year-old, underwent a pioneering operation at Dublin's St Vincent's University Hospital. It was performed by consultant pain specialist Professor Kirk Levins and involved implanting a spinal cord stimulator device at a specific location in Yusuf's back. The surgery took around 3 hours and the results, well, they were almost instantaneous, with the student immediately showing movement in his legs, which hadn't occurred in 2 years. Sensation returned shortly after, and those painful spasms he mentioned a few moments ago, they're now no more. And Yusuf, well, he's now standing and walking again with an aid.
It's beyond my expectations. It's like one of the best decisions I've ever made. When Kirk first came in and he said to try and move your legs, at first I was like, you know, we just did the surgery. What's he on about? I done it and I was like, that's not a spasm. That feels nothing like a spasm. I didn't know how to react. I didn't know what to think. My mind was just blown. But then as time went on and I seen that, I was like, I'm going over all these bumps. Nothing's happening. Completely life-changing. And it's like, when I would just stayed home and I'd almost, once I'd given up in its entirety, but like a part of me was like, I can't do this. You know, I can't live my life with having to deal with these spasms every second of the day. And then I go and get this implant and it's like, it's just completely gone. The life inside of me that I was giving up just like, it would just shine bright again.
Yusuf is now relearning how to walk using an exoskeleton, a robotic rehab tool. So Yusuf, what's it like now at the moment as you walk towards us in the exoskeleton?
It doesn't feel real, if you get me. It just like, I had this dream that I was walking once and it's like, and now I'm doing it, it just doesn't feel real.
And even the progress you've made since day one, you're making progress the whole time, aren't you?
The whole time, yeah. Like as long as I keep practicing, then the progress keeps building up.
He walks with the help of therapists David Hone and Rachel Mooney from Letterkenny charity, the No Barriers Foundation.
It's really nice having that initial connection with someone and seeing their first steps, because it's massive for them, do you know?
And there's been exoskeletons around for years, but this is a rehab tool so that we can set the motors to give as much assistance as needed. As of now, there's probably only 5 or 6 in Ireland.
There's a lot of other things that it brings to that person who is taking the steps. It's not just the steps, it's the function as well, like the rest of their bodily functions that will improve, like cardiovascular health. We have all those benefits as well as actually physically being able to move your body.
And just the feeling of walking, learning the rhythm of walking, that muscle memory is building up again. So I started like at 300, then up to 400. And there the other day, I done 470 steps. But the plan is to get a good bit over 1,000 steps within an hour. It feels weird, but it's starting to feel natural again. It's what any, you know, wheelchair user, any spinal patient dreams of.
Really is unbelievable, Barry, isn't it? So what else does this new procedure involve?
Well, the idea behind it, believe it or not, came from a chance meeting between Professor Levins and a fellow doctor from Minnesota at a conference in Barcelona. And the operation, it was 4 years in the making and involved a collaboration with a research team from America as well as medics here in Dublin. And those involved claim the technique used, which is yet to be named, it's different to existing methods. But Kirk Levins and others involved in Yusuf's care, they're now hopeful that he could perhaps one day walk independently.
We gave Yusuf an anaesthetic and implanted electrodes through a needle into the area just overlying the spinal cord. We then stimulated the spinal cord through these wires and looked for twitches on the both sides of Yusuf's body. That would tell us that we were in the right area. We then secured the leads and closed everything up and placed a impulse generator battery. When Yusuf woke up, we saw the results almost immediately.
Did the results exceed expectations?
In the recovery room, I'll never forget it. As soon as we turned the device on and asked Yusuf to move, he moved. And I remember his remark. He said, "That was me." It was a real wow moment. We didn't expect to see such a result so early on. It's groundbreaking. He can not only move, but he can feel. We never expected for him to have a return of sensation, but he has. This will change Yusuf's life, but hopefully with further research and collaboration with other countries around the world and further funding, we will be able to roll this out eventually to other patients, not just here, but globally. This is a game changer for patients who've unfortunately suffered a spinal cord injury and that's rendered them paralyzed around the world.
The breakthrough surgery was carried out in collaboration with the National Rehabilitation Hospital. Yusuf's consultant there is Dr. Cara McDonough.
We're hopeful that there'll be further improvements, better muscle activity and more sensation, which will, you know, it all goes together to his ultimate goal of walking.
Walking independently, is that a realistic goal now?
Well, it's hard to know, but we're monitoring and we're hopeful and we're certainly seeing encouraging signs. So this is, you know, a new development. It's new to us, so we just have to wait and see. But we'd be very hopeful. He's got a lot of encouraging signs so far.
So Barry, what happens next then for the future of this operation and indeed for Youssef himself?
Well, doctors say the procedure is complex and costly, so warn it could be many years from becoming more mainstream. But say what we've heard over the last few minutes, Sarah, well, that's a significant start. As for Youssef Ghaffar himself, well, after the surgery in September, he resumed his studies at ATU Letterkenny, studying law, and his dream one day is to perhaps to become a barrister and indeed to walk into independently, even if it's just for a small distance. But for now, he's eager to share his story.
This surgery, like this implant and even this accident, it is like a second chance, you know. It's like I've been given a second chance. It's helped me, you know, live life again. It's helped me be happy again. Like that smile is back on my face. I don't have to worry about anything that I would have worried about previously without the implant. It's truly given me a second chance, yeah. If you were to ask me if I could go back and stop this accident, I wouldn't. I would rather have this accident and live how I live now than I did before, because just my understanding of life and how it can change within seconds, like, I truly understand what that means. That's why you shouldn't take anything for granted. Your life, it can just change just like that, you know. That's how it felt when I had the accident, because it's like my life flashed before my eyes. This has truly shown me how important life is. I would definitely rather have this accident happen to me again rather than going back to how it was.
That is 20-year-old Youssef Ghaffar from Claremorris in Mayo, ending that report from Barry Lennon.